with a cone of silence echoed.
Hi, I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Retreats on the 10th of November 2008. I always advise newcomers can to cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and on their website you'll find lots of previous stuff given, where I try to tie so much history, which leads up to the present day, to show you that everything that happens on a big scale is planned that way. I give you the organizations. I talk about their world meetings I've had for well over a century, and what their agendas have been, how they're coming together into this brave new world scenario. Also, look into Alan Watt's Sentinel for transcripts, which you can download and print up in the various languages of Europe. And remember that I'm brought to you by you, because you are the listeners and you support me, you keep me going. I could, but I don't accept money from advertisers. And that's how most hosts do it. There's a lot of good money, big money, in bringing on guests as advertisers and selling the products and so on, but I try and keep that separate. What you hear on this show is advertising to pay for the station. It pays for the staff and the engineers and their equipment and their bills and so on. So it's up to you to donate or buy my books and CDs and DVDs, which you'll find on the website. And that keeps me going. And right now, I'm going into 5 days a week. I could have started off at 5 days a week, but I thought at the time that was a bit much, because I do everything pretty well here on my lonesome, and I don't have a huge staff that does all the gophering work, just like today. I had to run into town and stand in about three or four different queues, and that spent most of my day doing just that. It reminded me of the Soviet Union. If you've noticed, things are becoming much like the Soviet Union. We used to see them standing in lines to get things. And even when there's not a big queue behind you or in front of you, you end up being in one, because the staff are changing so quickly in low-paid jobs, they can't keep them. And so they're always retraining new staff. So everything ends up being a long lineup, even for a MoneyGram. At $40, takes over half an hour. So that's the kind of world we're going into, and it's all to do with perception. And as long as the big major media never point out the similarities between the Soviet system of standing in queues and the West, where they think they're free, the people won't connect the two together by themselves. Now, last week, I talked about the CBC documentary about the disappearing mail. Very, very interesting expose on the incredible plummet in sperm counts for the males pretty well the world over, but mainly in industrialized nations. And I have a link that I put up on Friday on my site, which will take you to the CBC website. You can actually watch it on the CBC website for free at the moment. And it's worth the watch, because even though the exposed things, I've always found with the CBC, they also cover up or mislead you. They waylay you off in a different direction with some of the answers that they give you. But the statistics that they gave out were accurate statistics. And what it shows you is the male sperm count since the last 50 years has plummeted from 80 million per millimeter, and has been re-standardized 4 or 5 times by the World Health Organization. They're thinking of dropping it to 10 million per millimeter. We're almost extinct. I'll be back with more after this break.
Gold has been and remains money, the most important money in the world, the only immutable and lasting currency, potentially the most powerful currency.
The United States military, when it packs the emergency kits of its fighter pilots, does not pack them with U.S. dollars or euros or yuan or yen or any of the paper currencies. It packs them with these little things, 100-year-old quarter-ounce British sovereigns, gold coins. Why is that? That's because at all times and in all circumstances, this remains money.
Call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins, lower blood sugar levels, annihilate acid reflux, lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life, turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Free operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. Order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Before the break, I was discussing the CBC documentary called The Disappearing Mail. And they did talk to different scientists who came out quite bluntly and said, these are the signs that you see in a species which is going extinct. And then they went into the various plastics that are been promoted, and rubber has been promoted to substitute for breast milk, the baby's bottles, and cosmetics. All the same stuff is in cosmetics and in the various plastics they use, which all attack the male in the womb at around 7 weeks gestation. This causes them to have malformations in the genitalia and also causes them to have incredible amounts of babies being born with undescended testicles, and that in turn gives a greater chance to testicular cancer down the road. But what was also amazing was how they've known this all along. And I've said before, they knew in the 1930s of what these particular chemicals did to the male. And yet, since the 50s onwards, it was pretty well mandated that these particular liners or plastics or the rubber teeth they put on the bottle and so on, and even the plastic bottles, would be used when they knew the effects on the male especially. Now, most folk will always go along, just like the CBC documentary did, with how could this happen? And how could it be allowed to happen? As I say, the sperm count has dropped from 80 million sperm, healthy sperm, per milliliter. And the World Health Organization has lowered it and given new normals for the world 3 or 4 times already. Now they're dropping it to 10 million per milliliter, which is almost completely infertile. And what they found out of that 10 million, 85% of the sperm is malformed. It's of no use and low motility. Can't get to the target. It's just astonishing. And then when you really tie things together and you talk, as I have done in the past, about big players who worked fervently their whole lives long for the dominant minority, such as Lord Bertrand Russell and others, with their world meetings with very important, very wealthy people that run the big foundations, that run the treasuries of the world, the moneyed system. Their biggest problem was overpopulation by the lower classes. And Russell taught and wrote about the necessity of finding ways to eliminate what he called the uncouth, the degenerate class. When you see this kind of thing happening and the male fertility plummeting, this is no mistake, because you can understand every chemical that's produced, even in the 1800s when they first produced the first particular plastic that's so harmful. The first ones in to test it are the military-industrial complex. And yes, it was well established in the 1800s too, and long before. Because most people think of wars as two armies with flags, all yelling at each other, and then they run at each other and kill each other. And then they count their dead and they count their living, and the one with most men standing ends up being the winner. That's not how wars truly are fought. Most wars are covert wars. You can never tell your enemy what you're doing to them. And this war against the people has been going on and has been well-funded and well-planned and well-documented by those who are involved in the setting up of the system. And they will never come out and view that this is deliberate, because we'd have to lynch them. You can't compromise with these people who are so adamant in their opinions and their fixed eugenical ideas. There's no compromise with them. And they haven't sat on their hands after writing out their wish lists and had many, many global meetings about reducing the population. They actually put it into effect. As I say, watch the documentary and hear for yourself. The various experts and other wildlife too, and these are the signs of a species going extinct. Now, how wonderful this will be for those who plan to bring in the new types of humans, the new improved variety, the better servants, the ones where they won't have testosterone to cause problems and fight back. Because they're bringing in designer babies, you see. How perfectly everything slots together, doesn't it? When you stand back and do some thinking and a lot of studying and a lot of history. It's just so perfect. I mean, for instance, why can't they give you something that would increase your testosterone level? How come everything ends up debilitating the male and reducing him? And in that documentary, you'll actually see how the penis size has been shrinking for 50 years as the sperm count is plummeting. And they said many of the baby boys now, that their testicles start to ascend back up into the abdomen. And then the atrophy. They're being turned into females. And this, they've had world meetings on this. They had world meetings on Sarnia, Ontario, where they found out that the big petrochemical businesses that pump out their fumes into the air over primarily Indian reservations, 40% of all the births of males are stillborn. And they know what's causing it. And then again, the massive decline in testosterone and the feminization of the male, who are pretty well sterile. They used to, 12 years ago, they said in documentary, they used to take in teenagers from college and do sperm samples on them. This is across the country. Now they're lucky to get 2 or 3 out of 10 that has sperm that is capable of fertilizing an ovum. An 18-year-old young men. This has been common knowledge for years and years and years. And as I say, 85% of the sperm that they do have is useless. This article slots right in with it. And it's called Designer Babies Creating the Perfect Child. This article here is from CNN, London, England. It says, bring your partner, grab a seat, pick up your baby, catalog, and start chewing. Would you be comfortable selecting what cosmetic features you want your baby to have? Would you be comfortable selecting what cosmetic... Then it says, will you go for the brown hair or blonde? Would you prefer tall or short, funny or clever, girl or boy? And do you want them to be a muscle-bound sports hero, slender and intelligent bookworm? When you're done selecting, head to the counter and it's time to start creating your new child. Does this sound scary, I thought? With rapid advances in scientific knowledge of the human genome and our increasing ability to modify and change genes, this scenario of designing your baby could well be possible in the near future. Well, actually, it's happening. It's been happening for years, actually, for the very wealthy. And isn't it amazing, too, they can design children from scratch. But for 50 years or more, they've been making men infertile, and they just can't quite figure why. You don't suddenly have changes like this in 50 years. And it's more than half in the last 10 or 12, about the same amount of time they've been spraying us constantly from the skies even. To continue with this article, techniques of genetic screening are already being used, whereby embryos can be selected by sex and checked for certain disease-bearing genes. In other words, designer baby, you see. And this is what they're telling the public, because what they'll get is an unknown package. Only those who design it will really know what to put in to that egg, you see. Techniques of genetic screening are already being used, whereby embryos can be selected by sex and for certain disease-bearing genes. This can lead to either the termination of a pregnancy, and many of those who are terminated away are false ones for Down syndrome, but they don't like to publicize that much. Or if analyzed at a pre-implantation stage when using in vitro fertilization, can enable the pregnancy to be created using only non-disease-bearing genes. I have mentioned the movie before, Gattaca, where they show you this new type of genetically enhanced humans who have the better jobs. It creates a class distinction. Very good movie to watch, Gattaca. Again, predictive programming. These guys have no great imaginations. They're told what the agenda is, and they belong to the futurist society. British scientists developed a genetic MOT test, which offers a universal method of screening embryos for diseases using a new technique of karyoting, which is more efficient than pre-processes. The test would be taken on a two-day-old IVF embryo and has yet validated that it could mark a significant change, allowing doctors to screen for genetic combinations that create higher risks of diabetes, heart disease, or cancer. I really don't believe in the term, to be honest, as I say. They have other things in mind. When you order the sperm in, you have no idea what they've really done to it. And women are doing this. They're ordering sperm. And they dictate, just like a pair of curtains, how long it should be, short, background, etc. Back with more after break.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I'd like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier. Products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. Yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is legal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking of storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608. See what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. Space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. Marine Service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any expected crisis. In today's turbulent time uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disaster, there hasn't been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt, and we are cutting through the matrix. This big perception alteration system in which we live. And that's what it all is. It's perceptions, how you're given your perceptions. Remember Husserl and Kostler and many others have said about giving you perceptions, altering your perceptions, giving you your opinions. And it's sadly true. Folk never really come through reason to an opinion of their own, but they adopt ones that they hear on television by generally the two experts who are opposing each other. You take this one or that one, and that's good enough for you. That's how it's done. Very simple. It's a world run by experts, and you can't go without an expert's opinion. Well, these same experts, as I say, can create brand new human beings, supposedly, they're telling us. And they can't out why their own professions have allowed the male populations to become pretty well infertile over the last 50 years. 50 years, the same as Russell is talking about using the needle and other methods of making a docile, reduced population. See the effects all around us. Infertility clinics are blossoming as one of the growth industries. And it's mainly the male who has been severely attacked. You say, watch ABC documentary. Even there's a few spins in it. They even talk about global warming and so on. But cut through and grab the facts and thinking for yourself, because it's all around you. And your children have had war declared on them. Little war declared on them. It takes me back to the League of Nations when they talked about the worst they had was the average male. The end of War One, because the average male then would fight for his rights. He would fight. He had cojones. Well, they've seen to that. When you have all these big organizations saying they'd have to attack the male to get a passive population. Arthur Koestler said the same thing when he worked for the United Nations in his book, The Ghost in the Machine. They'd have to eradicate that part that gave you your individuality. He was talking about the male. In fact, all of the oppositions they've had towards their Brave New World scenario used to come pretty well from the male. And it's dying off because the males themselves, the real males, are dying off too. Back to this article about them creating the designer babies. They can do that without a problem. It says, experts estimate the test, if licensed by the Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority. So you have an authority. This is going to be the authority that will allow certain people to breed and other ones not to breed. You're in the middle of the eugenics scheme. You're living in it. It's already here. And this test could be available for around $3,000. In the future, we may also be able to cure genetic diseases. Well, that's been the hogwash that they sold the public on when they first went in to genetic engineering. When I was a child, we're talking about this upcoming gene process they'd use eventually when they discovered the genes and so on. They didn't know there supposedly, even though there was authors writing about it in the 1920s. They knew it was there, all right. They knew. They had it all mapped out long ago. But that was a hogwash that sold the public. We're doing all this experimentation on animals and humans to cure people. We worry about people who are sick, and we can't sleep right because of the poor sick people. But we haven't seen a single cure yet for the ordinary people. I'll add that part because the ordinary person is not to get it. We're still getting antique medication at the bottom level. To continue, furthermore, the developing technologies of genetic altering open up a whole new set of possibilities which could result in so-called designer babies, the end thing, isn't it? The technique known as inevitable genetic modification modifies genes in eggs, sperm, or early embryos and results in the altered genes being passed on to future generations. Then it says parents proud to create their babies. Well, that takes me right again to Mr. Lord Bertrand Russell, who, amongst others, said, it's a pity we just can't take every woman in, say, Britain or Europe and force her impregnated by a member like elf of the nobility. Then they can ensure to eradicate the primitive gene in the lower classes. And out of that statement and his prattle about that whole topic in The Handmaid's Tale, the book, I think they made a movie out of it too, and many others. These guys are dead serious. But of course, we never believe that because we would never think of doing that to an entire population. But psychopaths hide behind that. They know how you think. That's why they get away with it. It says here, this could potentially irreversibly alter the human species. Well, that's exactly what they want, isn't it, designer babies? Passive, obedience, better workers. It says, so the obvious question arises, should we be doing this? Some countries have made genetics or alteration illegal by law, and the ethical questions surrounding the uses of the technology are vast, creating a palpable tension over the subject. Well, no kidding. So, where we're heading into the agenda. The agenda is not back. Steamrolling ahead on time, on cue. Intergenerational planning pays off. Back with me after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a fake food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you definitely want our freeze meats and entrees, but we offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects of this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Cartavite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartavite is packed full of vitamins that cell left to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartavite helps in so many other ways. So order your four-month special of the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite, circulation for life.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're Cutting Matrix, trying to get people to think and do some research themselves and come to their own conclusions about things, because time truly is running out. I've heard this nonsense for years. Oh, they're behind schedule in this particular part of the agenda or that. But no, they're not. They're not behind on anything. They're dead on target. Why? Because they have a dumbed down, brainwashed, indoctrinated, injected, poisoned population. Because not only the sperm count has been reclassified, so it's almost zero, so is the IQ level. They officially lowered it. It's a new normal. Not bad, eh? Total warfare. Total warfare. To continue with this article before I go into the callers, it says, in September, internet giants Google and Microsoft drew adverts for sex selection products and other services considered illegal in India when they were threatened with legal action. The Center for Genetics and Society is trying to include debate on the topic. You know, that'll be run by the geneticists themselves. Call them bioethicists now. Executive Director of the organization, Richard Hayes, told CNN that the general public of most countries was missing out on taking part in the debates. Well, of course, we're not even consulted. We're too busy being entertained with constant nonsense like that and trivia of Hollywood. It says the debate has taken place among science and science journalists, but average people feel overwhelmed with the technical detail. They feel disempowered. No kidding. He said his organization supported the use of embryo screening to help prevent the passing on of serious diseases. So there's a real function, you see, of this association. It's not to encourage debate. Is to give the opinions once again and get them into law to see who breeds and who does not breed. Because they claim here they're going to try and prevent the passing on of serious diseases and disorders like cystic fibrosis, but is wary of other technologies and how genetic screening and option can be used. No kidding. No kidding. Zihio, the Superman comes, and minus a brain. We support the use of that to a couple risk to have healthy children, I don't really word this stuff, but for non-medical cosmetic purposes, we believe this would undermine humanity and create a techno-eugenic rat race, he has said. Well, that's the agenda. He said there were immense amounts of resources being poured into developing gene altering techniques. You're darn right there are. Happy for a long time. And no laws in many countries to stop them from starting clinics that could offer selected cosmetics. As technology advances, it is possible that any number of human characteristics in part influenced by genes could come under human control. Right now, there's an enormous amount of research being conducted to correlate specific genes with specific characteristics. It's all been done. The three levels of science, you see. Professors down is the bottom level. They don't know what the middle or the upper part have already done. That's why it's called research. You're doing it again. One of the organizations researching genetic alteration is the University of California's Irvin Sue and Bill Gross Stem Cell Research Center. Professor of Biology, Chemistry and Developmental and Cell Biology and Director of the Center, Peter Donovan, feels that it would have massive benefits. Well, yeah, we'd all be sterile, stupid, and a brand new species, but all have massive benefits. Well, who benefits? Who benefits? Even the Romans asked that with everything that happened. After his team discovered a greatly improved method for genetically manipulating human embryonic stem cells earlier this year, Donovan said, the ability to generate large quantities of cell-altered genes opens the door to new research into many devastating disorders. Not only would it allow us to study diseases more in-depth, it could also be a key step in the successful development of future stem cell therapies, Donovan says. Well, back to Russell and his ilk, his kin, his particular kin, his own type, when they said they'd have to eradicate, you know, the primitive base types of humans. As I say, they've already been at it. They must kill off the old man to bring in the new. And they're going to call this the Great Leap Forward. And it's not to benefit the general public whatsoever. It's to bring in a new type of human class, a much more reduced population. They've also already talked ability using drugs and genetic alteration to do away with the need to sleep, for instance. You could work 24 hours a day and never complain because you wouldn't have the ability to think of yourself as an individual. And if you can't do that, you won't know you're suffering. It's rather perfect, isn't it? It's been done. It's been done. And that's the sad truth. But meanwhile, because we live in this egocentric system, again, something that Bertrand Russell urged, the average person won't know it's hit them till they see their own health go down the drain, or the tribe's children themselves. As I say, it's the biggest growth industry in the Americas and Europe, infertility clinics. Now we'll go to the phones now. We've got Tom in Massachusetts. Are you there, Tom?
How are you, Alan?
How are you?
Okay.
I'm not bad. I had a severe in town and I asked for a coffee in the mall. And lo and behold, I think every old age home had turned out every elderly person to get a free flu shot. So that put me off buying the coffee. As they coughed and spluttered all over the place. And I just shook my head and thought, my God, you know, we have a trained, dumbed-down, stupid society. They're literally marching to the grave because they believe everything they're told.
Right.
Yeah.
I noticed on your site it says that cutting through the matrix is Monday through Friday. Have you changed to every night now?
Well, you see, when you don't have money coming in, and I don't charge for podcasts and all the rest of it, I thought, well, what's the most suicidal thing you can do? I thought, well, it's always the unexpected, so I'll try 5 in a week, and I'll see what happens, and get as much info out as possible if need be.
Right.
And if I think that I'm not going to support myself, then I'll just pack in and start earning money.
Would you make type of post so far as a schedule of appearances you'd be making up in Canada somewhere, or what?
Yes, I could do that.
Well, that'd be great. I had a question for you. On YouTube, a couple of comments were made by Senator Joe Biden and Colin Powell regarding the president-elect that we have, Obama, saying that he will be tested by an international crisis. And Biden went out of his way to just emphatically, mark my words, that this will come to pass. So have you got any comment about that? Did you hear about that?
Well, yeah, they're getting all ready for the big changes in the economy, the new global economic system, a new economic order, all of that stuff. And also, Obama's just another front muppet, and the public haven't caught on yet. They'll live in hope, you see.
Right.
But he's an establishment man that was picked in groom's position. I think he was bred for his position personally, when you go into his mother's history as a revolutionary. But Lucas Mingham, it's all CFR, trilateral, and all the usual players, military-industrial complex, he's their boy. So it doesn't make any difference, you know.
So when they're talking about the end of an age, and we're entering a difficult time period now of probably rebellions and that occurring, as you've mentioned, regarding shortages of food and stuff like that.
But when
they say the end of an age, are they talking about right now, or are they talking about 100 years once they come to the end, or the perfect person is completed and the great work ends at that point, live happily ever after?
That's pretty well it. At the end of 100 years war,
yep.
Then They hope to have a brand new system, reduce population, new types of cervinus in an infertile population. Again, see how that falls right in with Russell and all the rest of these players that publicly works all over the world, all languages, and said that if they could just put own genes into a new ape and eradicate the primitive male, in other words, the ones who were going to give them trouble and fight back, then they'd have their perfect society. At the end of this 100 years, they'll have that. If you can get good sperm now from two men, young men at 18 years of age, out of 10, and even 85% of their sperm is useless, you've almost reached the target of we are a species who's going under. We've known this, and it's now published openly. Well, how come it took them 50-odd years to come out with their findings, which they knew back in the 1930s, by the way?
So basically, then it's going to fall right into what their time frame is, which is the end of one age and the beginning of another. I guess this age of Aquarius type thing is going to come to full fruition at that point.
That's true. And now you see the real reasons why they brought up women's lib prior to hiring, all that stuff. Women technically don't need men around. Quite happy to get they still have their maternal instincts, so they just order the sperm from sooner in another country and pay at a clinic to have its IV fertilization. So it's working perfectly.
Wow. Well, okay then. Hey, I appreciate your time, and hopefully you can continue on and keep us posted as any developments, and I'll leave you now so that you can go to the caller.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Go on.
I've got Tony in Illinois. Are you there, Tony?
Hey, Alan, I'm calling from Chicago.
Yeah.
Anyway, two Wednesdays ago, we had a chemtrail barrage over the central part of this city that was just amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, this was like a military operation. Mm-hmm. I walked out of my home about 10 in the morning, noticed this, okay, and I just kept on going out every 15 minutes. And late in the afternoon, I went out to a central area on a high spot in the city, and I saw what was going on. I mean, there was four and five planes up at a time, and I'm not exaggerating this.
Yeah.
And this is like a military operation.
That's
over,
what it is.
Over 8 hours, I don't know how many flights.
Yeah.
I lost count. My question to you is, how do you think these people could keep the program under wraps? I mean, they're doing it right in front of your eyes. It's
right in front of your eyes. Well, what they knew before they even said it is that the average person in this day and age, because of TV and everything else, they don't even look up. People who lived in the country normally always walk out the door at the sky. In a city, it's different because you're surrounded by big, tall buildings and so on. And so, in fact, you look at the sidewalk. It's not safe to look people in the eye sometimes. So they understand, too, in the artificial system that we've come into of living inside our little home and into the car to work and back again, people have lost connection with their habitat, their natural habitat, which is open air, and they do not look up. So they'd obviously done many studies over the years prior to the intensive daily spraying that we've had for the last 10 years. They were testing stuff out sporadically in the U.S. and Canada and Britain as far back as the 1950s. But since 1998, we've had pretty well continuous spraying. Yeah.
I mean, do you think... One of these airplanes, I was looking up at them, you know, with binoculars. They're coming down lower and lower.
Okay? Yes,
and I've heard people on these shows express this observation. Okay, this one plane, most of these, I feel, were 767 tankers. And the nozzles, you know, the nozzles where this stuff was coming out on the fins.
Yeah.
I mean, this one was low. I saw the binoculars, it was not coming out of the engines. It's coming off the tail fins.
That's right.
Do you think they're remote controlling? They're flying these planes for...
But there's so many in the air, as you notice. There's so many when they're doing it with this grid pattern. You either have a super air force, which no one's taking responsibility for, by the way. Now, Canada does not deny that they don't exist. They just deny that they're there, that they belong to Canada. And so there is a... See, again, this falls in line with what they discussed as far back as the Gulf Nations, creating a world air force. And these aircraft are generally marked. They're white in color. We find shape of to come. George Orwell, they talked about spraying the skies across the planet by the scientific elite, Freemasonry of the air, he called us, and literally gassing the people. Well, they're simply, he didn't dream that up by himself. He was a very unimaginative man, in fact. He got all his orders from those who told him what to write about. So they've been at this for a long time, building up this incredible... It's not the size of the Aeros, it's also... They must have been working steadily for about 40 years, building up the chemicals, the amounts of them, to use on the world, because this is literally going on across the whole planet. So that's mind-boggling. But once again, you have many psych departments of the military that do vet out part of their own psychopathic qualities, including the special units, and I think that's what we have. But since they signed I think it was the Open Sky Treaty, and they signed two of them, that's when the heavy spraying started right away, and that allows foreign pilots to fly over your airspace, but it also allows those foreign pilots to fly even your own air, military aircraft, if necessary. That's in the treaty. They never explain to the public the reality of what it's all about. It doesn't make sense. They just want to make sure you're not building military bases and do that with spy satellites. So there's another function behind it. So foreign pilots are being used to spray Canada and different pilots, for the U.S.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I was wondering why there hasn't been a whistleblower, you know, by one of these pilots. But just another point here. I mean, the air traffic controllers,
yes,
they see these stupid planes up there. How they kept it secret? You understand what I'm saying? You think all these years, one of these guys... They have to tell them to shut up.
They are told to shut up. They're told to ignore them. Initially, these spraying craft were at least 30,000 feet. See, now they'll come lower, so it's right on the air map. It's on the travel routes for commercial airlines. It's all worked with the commercial airlines now today. In fact, they replaced a lot of the staff over the last few years, the new ones who are sworn to secrecy on this whole project. And it doesn't surprise me, because when you see exposés of what they've shown us happening, when they were testing poison gas and agents on Canadian troops by the Canadian Air Force during World War II, it took them 60 years to come clean and say, yeah, we were killing our own people by doing this stuff. Not one pilot ever took part in these projects ever came forward and told the public. So keep secrets to the end.
It's just incredible. One last aspect of this, and I know I'm going on and on, but this is a big thing. This is huge what they're doing.
Yes, it is.
The logistics, actually, these planes, what airports, you know what I'm saying? This metropolitan area here, where are they taking from in this metropolitan area? And furthermore, the logistics of getting this liquid or whatever they're spraying out, there have to be, you know, 500, 150 tanker trucks. And in the course of the day, what I saw, these things had to be taking off, landing, unless...
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
This is amazing.
And yet what you find, too, and I found this in Britain, they were using islands for years, for World War II, to make these special bases for them. They've got a lot of great legend news. I'll be back with more after this break.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool with a lot of it, if things don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems that corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a killing effect. That yeast is a big one in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either pills or tincture. Website is heartdrop.com.
Howdy, gunners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. Carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you a homestead collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 post-paid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today, order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or online oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention what's happened to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth, all about it, at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, I am Alan Watt, and this is Coming Through the Matrix. Just before the break there, I was talking about where these bases could be. And when you go through the history of covert operations, they generally use areas that the public don't have access to. And the size of the country of Canada, for instance, and the states as well. Look at all of the landmass that's unused. Most people live along the borders of Canada and the U.S. All this massive, thousands of miles of forest to the north of me, and lakes and rivers. But they've been using this since even before World War II. Islands are really good places for keeping the public away from inaccessible places. And also, they do have massive ground areas. The standard, very old technique, where they can produce lots and lots of these chemicals, even using underwater ducts if necessary, as literally a test tube where you can mix everything together. There's many ways that I've tried in the past for bacterial and chemical warfare. There's lots of information out to deal with this topic. What is declassified, what is classified, will turn us all white overnight if we knew. Because total war has been declared on the public, the general public. As I said at the beginning of the show, primarily on their main target, their main enemy, bringing in this new brave new world, and that was the average male. Now we'll go to Will in Philadelphia. Are you there, Will?
Good evening, Mr. Alan Watt. Can you hear me?
I can.
First, I would like to thank you for ending your shows and bringing us. And I'd like to make a suggestion. At least once a week, maybe you should say, I want an eye roast, my greens and potatoes, and I don't have it this week, so I'm going to take 46 minutes and plug my stuff.
Yes, I know. I know, that's what many other people have done in the past. That gets monotonous, so I've tried to spare them that. But it's true, hamburger meats, especially the low-quality stuff,
you can say,
tastes
you
pretty
can
awful.
Say, hey, I have a blurb from 2006 called Brain Chips. Go listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to your stuff from 3 years ago, and it's as contemporary as what you're saying today.
Yeah.
Just maybe not as informative and up to date per mm-hmm. se, but you know it's as valid 3 years as it is today.
It is. That's what people must realize, that they see they've been brainwashed with new is better, new is better. They don't know their history and the special history of this agenda. They're literally, and I mean it completely, 100%. Literally.
I was listening to like Seeing Servitude from December 2006, and I was blown away by some of the things you were saying. And one of them blurbs, see, I went back into things I never heard. And one of these, you're talking about Wells and Clark and Toynbee. You were just talking about Toynbee the other day,
yeah.
As well as in the blurbs, and some of the things that Toynbee said that America mm-hmm. will set record for the fall of virus.
Yeah. That's right.
I also wanted to thank you for your inspiration in my music. You play a big part of my research, and I can't donate yet. Will soon, but for now, all I could do, I made you a MySpace page. There's no even saying it, except it's promote a song.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And thanks for calling. That's the music coming in now. Well, from an image myself, from a very heavily sprayed sky in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Let me tell you why I